we'll see. You know, the Farm Bill is one of those must-pass pieces of legislation. Right? So if we are lucky enough to get something in there, then that may be the way that we can get, you know, some or all the provisions of Goldie's Act.
That was Robert Hensley, Legal Advocacy Senior Counsel for the ASPCA, talking about Goldie's Act, which, if passed, will force the USDA to step up enforcement of laws that protect dogs in puppy mills. If you want to learn more about Goldie's Act and puppy mills in the United States, we invite you to listen for the next episode of Voices for the Animals, which you can hear on Friday, May 26th at 10 a.m. right here on 90.7 KBOO FM. A podcast of that episode will also be available at kboo.com/voicesfortheanimals. For KBOO News, I'm Michelle Coppola.
KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM.
KBOO Radio is hiring. We are accepting applications for an engagement coordinator. The engagement coordinator is responsible for sharing KBOO's mission and values across a variety of social media platforms. They also share content created by volunteers and co-sponsors. We are looking for individuals who have skills writing marketing copy and creating and editing graphic and multimedia content. To apply, send your resume and cover letter to hiring@kboo.org. Applications are due by midnight Sunday, June 4th. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. For more information, go to kboo.fm/engagement-hire.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning into KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We got quite a show for you. I missed you while I was away. The plague hit us hard, but we're back. We're resilient, as always, as Indigenous people. We got music, poetry, super Indian, tradish talk, and more coming up. Starting off the show, an oldie but a goodie. This is Keith Sekola with Indian Car Remix.
Oh, out here with the confidence that it will not fail through the provinces. So I go with the flow and I burden out. But yo, I'ma go little further down and go further south through reservations. The light to unite gatherings of nations. See some relations and have a hold. The Cree and the Sioux and the Arapaho. But then I have to go to Canada for the states and my car's got the stamina to take me where I just gotta go. But to take me there when I'm on the road. So I wanna go to Arizona to sing a 49 with Kisa Cola.
Got to make it to this power tonight.
Cyclone, fancy moves, grass dance, getting low, power moves, fancy dancer, lady grabber, a jibber jabber, Facebook at a two-step, yep, I'm a grabber.
Every day's a powwow night, and I can't wait for Sunday morning.
for snagging night, and I can't wait for Sunday morning.
That was Intertribal with Powwow Night, and before that, Keith Cicola with Indian Car Remix. Coming up next, this is Indian Nick with Electric Indians.
Digital. Digital indigenous, founded by museum malls. Concrete, border, brick, chopping plaza malls. On that vision quest, it's a brown bottle, tall white mouth. And it burns the spirit, sounds of voices I can't hear. Music keeps the mind coherent, I inherit everything. Stereotypes, smoking on that peace pipe. Government, we oughta fight, they want to know my blood type. Some things change, some the same. I kept my cool, no way, I maintain. We won't stop till we break these chains. Break these chains, to the touch they feel cold. Thinking back on history, everything we're told. We became the wicked red men, tombstone red unknown. Electric Indians, neon when I glow. I will not stop, will not call this home. My rock, it's something different. Running through life's catadromo, yeah. We're electric, voltage high, it's blown. We resist it like the old. I charge my flow, my current so, so electric, neon when I glow. I-M-I-N-T-I-A-N, electric Indians. Leaves turn red, they fall back down. The soil claims us all. Fueled by this thing called change. Silly, but it's not so strange. Electric Indians.
Team at the magic began. Told all you haters I'm in it to win it. Way back when them losers weren't letting me in. All of these bitches is mad at me, so money appear, now they magically flow. Honestly, really can't pay it no mind, because spending that time means I'd rather be broke. I'm out here living my passions and mo, witnessing pieces and passed through my soul. Nothing can irritate masters, they literally showing them sadness can turn into growth. Haters gon' hate when you winning and shit. Some of these bitches, they tend to forget. I'm out here yelling, look at me now. I was once underground, now I'm stuck in the clouds. 14 whole hours a trip out to Spain. High in the clouds, which I'm going to rain. Just a year later, still Jesus, but honest to God, I bet I reach my prime before it leaves my lungs. Switching that bitch is adjusting my flow. Go against me and get right from the go. All of you bitches keep taking your shots, but if one come at me, then it's straight for your throat. Harder than was on bitches a rap. Deity swag and omnipotence style. Don't fuck with my bread and don't fuck with my head, cause it gets to that point, then I'm seriously vow. Promise you people that evil's a lie. Wish you could see what I see with my eyes. All of the demons that be in my mind, so I burned all my bridges and cut all my ties. Said I would do this back when I was nine. Said I would do this before I got signed. Give all these lost kids and doubters a reason and purpose to question their lives. Look where I am and then look where I've been. Tell me that I am not destined to win. Never give power to none of you cowards and tell me what you think my destiny is. To you and no match for my mind. Took all my doubt with it into submission and forced my ambition to step in the line. I know that they do not want me to shine. I know that they do not want me to climb. I know inside that being a boss, me making these bitches get back on their jobs. Can anyone fuck with me now? No. How do these bitches respond? Don't. Looking behind and seeing me now. What do they think I'm beyond? Don't.
you are living them out.
That was Angel Hayes featuring A Tribe Called Red with A Tribe Called Red. And before that, Indian Nick with Electric Indians. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. Today's featured Indigenous poet is friend of the show Rowi Shabala with Love You Some Indians here on Rose City Native Radio.
Everybody in Cleveland loves the Indians. Everybody loves them some Indians. Love you some Indians. Be the Indian and not the cowboy. Throw on a war bonnet. Tell me it's fashion. Tell me how imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Go to your local truck stop. Buy some dream catchers made from China. Hang them on your rearview mirrors of your Jeep Grand Cherokees, your Pontiacs, your Winnebagos, and as you drive down I-40, your vehicle will catch the dreams road-killed by manifest destiny. And this whole time, where your radio chimes, this land is your land, this land is my land. Love you some Indians. Honor them by making them mascots. Turn them into cartoon characters. Costume yourselves in crimson paint. Use the blood off of redskin. Smear it all over. Cover every inch. You are Indian. Add big black eyes, big smile, and white, white teeth. Don't forget the fake feathers. Cover your skin. Don't tell me it doesn't come with privilege. Cover it. Hide like you're ashamed of pigment, like it separates you from the norm. Tan that hide, work beneath suns, make it so scarlet it becomes purple in the shade. Add feathers, add bows and arrows. You are Indian, now dance. This stadium is your bonfire. You are Indian. Practice your tomahawk chop. You are Indian. Welcome the Braves that have a higher enlisting rate in our armed forces. Welcome the Kansas City Chiefs as they make their way to the field for the halftime spectacular. Welcome the Seminoles, as a ghost of Osceola haunts the Enfields. Washington Redskins, don't change your name. Instead, hashtag Redskins Pride. Make social media our battleground. We all know that Indians don't have Twitter accounts. We still use smoke signals. Applaud the Chief Wahoo's bright white chompers as it casts you a reflection on how to love you some Indians. Go paint the town. Double coat over history. Whitewash the red bricks of the reservation. Let's have Indian days in our school. Use November to teach our students the turkey dance with color construction paper, headdresses, and teepees. Now go home. Wash off the paint. Go back to your thinking that you honored your team. Back to thinking that you honored the Indian. We are only costumes. Back to thinking that you only find us in Western and Disney films. Go back to thinking that we only exist in history books. Go back to thinking that all of this was just fun and games. Now shake my hand and ignore how your fingers lasso around my wrist, tying us to our ancestors, yet we still survive. Now tell me how you loved you an Indian.
That was Rowi Shabala with Love You Some Indians on our little segment we like to call Native Poetry Corner. Coming up next, this is Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red on Rose City Native Radio.
Personally, I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
And the Indians, too.
This should be most enlightening.
What makes the red man red?
Teach them all about red man.
Thanksgiving lies and Columbus Day. Tell me what I know more than the teacher. Tell me what I know more than the preacher. Tell me why you think the red man is red. Stained with the blood from the land that bled. Tell me why you think the red man is dead. With the fake headdress on your head. Tell me what you know about thousands of nations. Displaced and confined to concentration camps called reservations. We died for the birth of your nation. Hollywood portrays us wrong. History books say we're gone. You got a church, say we're wrong. We're from the earth, it made us strong.
For many moons, red men fight pale faced.
What made the red man red?
Savages that savaged us. The white man came and ravaged us. Caused genocide. Look in my eyes and tell me who you think the savage was.
Best for me, the killer culture, America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot. Manifest destiny, arrest what's best for me. The killer culture, America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot.
Redskins, 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 redskins.
There are many moons, red man, white pill, pale face. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
Redskins, you made me red when you killed my.
Get your money due for showing me my true roots. Definitely native. Take responsibility for being educated. My people and customs originating from early phases of history. Yes, deeper than fried bread and contest powwows. Tears shed in the sweat. Large prayers go out to all those I've wronged and who have wronged me. Gotta treat them like family. Get your money due. We do coward shit. Jimushka with Zion. Me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white. When Gnu Shishanam, biz and down with Shanam. Me Wang, Janaka Moyan. Me Mishomis, we do coward Shanam. Jit, I budget too young. Anishinabe is your twawin. Me Jit, big, it came to my K.I. Anishinabe, baby, my dizzy win. Becoming aware of a heartbeat's fragility. So I pray for my creator's will and humility. It seems my prayer's weak, I can't speak, not a linguist. Does he hear my English when I vent? I fear the answer to the question. This is symbolic of anguish I feel regarding language and the obligation of revitalizing something sacred. Failure to carry through is disgracing a nation. My first tongue's in need of a facelift, but deciphering conjugations like trying to find my way through a maze in the matrix. Complex, hard to start without an end aside from being fluent. I gotta push the limit if I'm gonna keep pursuing. So I use it in a way that relates to my life and vocab. Bring some entertainment to it, spit it on a track, and I take it out the class. Can't let what I lack become a self-defeating habit that'll make me wanna quit. Get your money, dude, we do coward shit. Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white. When Gnu Shishanam, biz and down with Shanam. Me Wang, Janaka Moyan. Me Mishomis, we do coward Shanam. Jit, I budget too young. Anishinabe is your twawin. Me Jit, big, it came to my K.I. Anishinabe, baby, my dizzy win. It's far-fetched, but grandfather, please help me learn it. Help me assist in keeping it from burning. Don't let me quit and flee from working for a worthy purpose. Enlighten me and help me comprehend effects of my service. I need a spark in my desire from something high. Pride and negative reminders killing my stride. Sometimes I'm the type that likes getting results overnight without sweating or stressing overnight. So I pray, Creator, give me strength, then I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and race so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Get your money, dude, we do cowishin. Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Chishanams, I get you white when Gnu Chishanam is in doubt with Shanam. Me one Janukam of Yan. Need me show me we do cowishin. I'm Jit, I budget too young. Anishinabe is just wild when me Jit big, it came to my KI. Anishinabe, baby, my dizzy win. Creator, give me strength so I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud.
That was Tall Paul with Prayers in a Song, and before that, Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red. Coming up next, this is Boogie the Beat with Sidestep.
The spirit world is more real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
jobs, but labels were given to these helpless women. Discrimination prevailed. Older times, we so mistrust, trying to hide what's in our hearts. Underneath it, blood is blood, and our wounds do still go.
Aboriginal women make up 4.3% of the female population, yet in 2012 they accounted for 23% of murdered women.
We're seeing the same overall overrepresentation of Aboriginal victims here as we are in the rest of the country.
Jacko's niece Maisie and her friend Shannon left to go to a party. They never came back. The grassroots has long called for a national inquiry.
In order for it to be meaningful, it would really have to be led by the people.
The Harper government has always said no.
Across Canada, people realize that this is a problem that we've got to stop sweeping under the rug.
We stand in solidarity calling for a full national public commission of inquiry into the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women in this country.
The Prime Minister has refused a royal commission. Why not a parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Squire?
Just how many Aboriginal women are actually missing or killed in Canada?
There's something wrong in Canada if Aboriginal women have to live this fate.
It's time for us to acknowledge this crisis and for us to act.
It's long past time we address the reasons why Indigenous women are five times more likely to be killed than other women.
Almost 1,200 Aboriginal women and girls have been killed or gone missing over the past three decades.
The gruesome discovery of Tina Fontaine's body in Manitoba's Red River.
Will the Conservative government stop embarrassing Canada on the world stage and at least today agree to cooperate fully?
Get a case, get an eighth for a half. Now coach, she fly, sit back, out dry, coming up, on the couch.
That was Boogie the Beat with his hashtag Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women set. And before that, Wolf Saga with Stolen, another track dedicated to missing and murdered Indigenous women. And before that, Sidestep by Boogie the Beat. He's a favorite here on the show. Coming up next, it's time for Super Indian, the radio play based off the fabulous comic book by Aragon Starr. Enjoy.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. The origins of wampum bags. 2 years later at the Leaning Oak School, history teacher Jorgen Storm calms his students.
Now, name the seven clans of the Leaning Oak Band. Hubert.
Yes, Mr. Storm. Eagle, beaver, deer, moose,
wolf, fish, and bear.
Very good, Derek. You're my best student.
Mr. Storm, I had 4 out of 7. I care.
I care not for whiners, Hubert. Now, my people are the Geats, more commonly referred to as Goths. You know, bear.
My cousin is a Goth. He wears pasty white makeup and black eyeliner, but he sweats real bad. We call him the Crow.
Does anyone understand what he just said?
Yes, it's Super Indian. Young Hubert Logan continues to harness his superpowers. He and his best friend, General Bear, meet at recess.
Hubert, remember who hauled Derek in? My FBI dad, that's who. Oh, hi, Derek.
General Bear, your dad is FBI, all right. A fry bread inspector.
Derek, General Bear's dad hauled your butt to juvie.
And it wasn't juvie. It was a laboratory.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Okay, put him up.
Derek, Grandma Logan is behind you.
I'm not afraid of that old bag.
Got a job for all of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Tribal Councilman Jerry Yellowshirt is making a movie and needs extras. Come to the cafeteria after school, boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Later that day, Grandma Flora Logan sits before the cameras of Wallace Ward, respected New York anthropologist and filmmaker.
Mrs. Logan, as Leaning Oak's tribal historian and medicine woman, I need your honest opinion on government policies that disregard tribal sovereignty.
Oh, no. I'll cuss.
People don't want happy. Your bitterness will guarantee this documentary a spot at a major film festival, huh?
He'll make us more popular than the Lakotas.
Jerry Yellowshirt! Don't believe everything a guy wearing braids says. Where are you from, Anthroman?
That is none of your concern, Mrs. Logan. Bring in the artifacts, please, Mr. Storm.
Here it is, Mr. Ward. Straight from the school basement. This crate has been sealed since 1924. A boy, help me get the lid open.
Wow, those are some dusty moccasins.
Mr. Storm, look at this cool belt.
Why, my great-grandfather, Horace Yellowshirt, wore that at the spring fling.
Give me that. So, the legend published in Anthro Now is true. Huh? It's the mystical wampum belt of the Iroquois medicine man, Rabbit Micmac. I, Wallace Ward, celebrated native advocate, take possession of this belt. Let me adjust it here.
Don't put it on! Power's too great! No!
Oh, wow! Hubert! That Anthro disappeared into dust.
Silly Anthro! Wampum belts aren't for kids. They're for men who can control the power.
Jürgen Sturm, Don Puddinoman!
Laura Logan, unlike otters of your tribe, I wanted to learn from your medicine.
Mrs. Logan, I'm sorry I dropped out of your storytelling class. I got a conference call. Gotta run.
The wampum belt is mine. Jürgen Sturm is no more. I am now Wampum Bags, and I am the boss of you all.
Boys, go get help.
Wampum, let's go to Area 51. I'll show you some real power tools. Follow me.
Derek Thunder, this is the beginning of a beautiful evil friendship. Take that, Laura Logan.
Come back here, you arhoots.
Moments later, a shaken Hubert and General Bear crouch behind the school dumpster.
General Bear, look, smoke.
Hubert, there's Grandma. Oh. She looks like a piece of burnt toast. Grandma, you okay?
Oh, Wampum Bags and Derek got away with that Wampum belt.
Grandma, when Derek Thunder and Wampum Bags come back, we'll be ready for them.
Yeah.
And there you have it, the evil origins of Super Indian's nemesis, Wampum Bags. Tune in next time for more exciting adventures with Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was Super Indian, based off the comic book by Aragon Starr. More information at superindiancomics.com. Coming up next, it's Tradish Talk, where we learn a word or phrase in a traditional indigenous language. Today's language is Haida, brought to us by YouTube channel Susie Haida Life. Enjoy.
Ja, so it's Vlogmas Day 4, and today I'll be going over 5 of my favorite phrases in Haida. I've been studying Haida for about 5 years. I'm Alaskan Haida, I'm Kegani Haida, or not Kegani, I'm Yaklanis. Kegani is Alaskan Haida, but I'm Yaklanis, and that's my clan, or Yakujanas is what the ladies are supposed to call themselves, and I'll be going over 5 of my favorite phrases, so here we go. The first one is Ong Deguang. So Ong means yes, Deguang means dear. Deguang is what you kind of call your family or your loved one. So if you want to teach, like, your boyfriend who's new at the language something to say, just always teach him Ong first, which is yes, and then dear. I taught him no after I taught him yes, so. So number 2 is Tlanu Dujai Ijung. So that's where's the cat? I have a cat. It lives at my parents' house since Nathan is allergic to cat. But Tlanu means, or Tlan means where. Is a focus marker. Dujai, so Dujai is, Dujai means cat, but specifically means the cat. So Deuce is just any cat. And then the A-A-Y is kind of the focus on that. So I is the cat. And then Ijung is just kind of a present tense. Just saying, I'm asking where the cat is now. Number 3 is gata sha, and that means eat, like a command eat. So gata is eat, sha is a command marker, is I normally, so it's saying I tell you to eat, kind of. Not like literally translated into that, but that's kind of what it means. Number 4 is Hootlagen. So I don't say this very much, but a lot of our teachers say it quite a bit. So if we do something good in class, they say Hootlagen and then someone's name. We did well, that's good, good job, that kind of thing. So I always really like it. Lagen means good, and then lab is good. Gun is the, like, the tense marker, so it's presently. And then I don't know what hoot means. I haven't looked into that yet. The last one is fun in every language, and it's Dungdi Koyadong. So that means I love you, or specifically you I love. So our grammatical structures are a lot different than English. It's just a fun one, so it's Dungdi Koyadong. That was my video for today, my Vlogmas Day 4 video. I think that's about it.
That was from Susie Haida Life on YouTube for this segment of Tradish Talk, where you just learned 5 phrases in Haida. Practice them with your friends. Coming up next, this is Nico Soul with Windigo here on Rose City Native Radio.
be just asking for some trouble. You monster in disguise, you can see the call from your eyes. So seeing what you done, yeah, it comes to no surprise. Damn, look at this shit I'm caught up in. Calling you, it's Kyle again. Am I leaving these messages, thinking is you gonna be stopping in? You a monster in disguise, you took my heart and swallowed it. This as far as I can go, my last message is dial tone. No calling at night, no calling to fight, no calling trying to run this life. Cold. You took my heart and swallowed it. Oh, you're nothing but a Wendigo, 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 Wendigo. Here's my hand, here you go. You should have known you still want more. You're nothing but a Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo.
I wanted you to know that I put my heart into. I get inspired every time that I speak to you. I can acknowledge all the things that you're going through. And trust me when I say that I've been in your shoes. Locked up before for breaking all of the rules. I felt alone, so I posted up in my room. With thoughts of suicide, I don't know what to do. I'm so confused, if I end it all, who's gon' care? Picture my feeling, who's all there? That constant feeling of despair. Zoned out with a blank stare in that moment. I'm trying to decide my fate with war paint written all across my face. The ancestors fought hard and never gave up this easily. So I find something deep inside of me. To my dream or your family, thanks for believing in me. Together with you, we gon' make some history. Youth. Yes, I'm still talking to you. I promise you, owning the truth, that's all I know how to do. Too many years of constant being lied to. I know how you feel. You probably had it up to here. And take a moment from wiping the stairs. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you no longer living in fear. Keep your head above the clouds and know it gets better from here. Pretend for 1 second, Pop's putting down a beer as he puts arms around you so you feel how love heals. How love heals, how love heals. It's not your fault that love for your life, it just disappears. It disappears, it disappears. I know the pain suffocates and takes you to a distant place. A youth among all experience the highest rate. We got a promise, we will never let the youth fade away. This is more than Twitter hashtags, DNA to view. Native Youth.
That was Mike Jordan with Dear Native Youth, and before that, Nico Soul with Wendigo. Coming up next, we're going to do a little bit of a throwback. This is Big Chief Monk Bordeaux with Captain Kirk and Custer on Rose City Native Radio.
the Indian blues these days. I remember when I first got the Indian blues. It was back in the 60s. I was watching TV. I was watching Star Trek. So I wrote this little tune, and it's called Captain Kirk and Custer.
You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio for updates, news, and more. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Like America. Should be free from the taking. And you, you, I don't like you, my dear general. Ha, ha, ha. No, 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 no. You was not mistaken. You got no business in outer space. Hey. We the great white hope and the great white eye. Well, we're a goddamn Starship Enterprise, boy. Goddamn Starship Enterprise, yeah.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Tune in to KBOO every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. for Squirrel Snow, the show where we broadcast galactic awareness, animal awareness, where we have fascinating conversations with movers and shakers in the fields of galactic awareness and animal awareness, and we play music that can raise our frequency of consciousness. Yeah, that is Squirrel Snow every fourth Friday of the month at 8 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.